Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tech commentator and founder of Amber AI, Tim Warren, is with us now. Hi, Tim.
Thank you, Jesse. Yeah, that's certainly something that that tech can't do is write music like Bach did. So.
Well, you say that, but there's been some pretty snazzy AI tools come out in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should have put the word yet. but yeah, every week, there's something new and amazing. So if a couple of weeks ago it was live movies, now the latest thing that I've seen is something where you put in the general idea, the general style of a song, and it writes one, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's someone like wrote one for our afternoon show. It was quite unnerving.
But we're not talking about another love letter, was it?
Yeah, well, I don't get many love letters, so let's get the robots onto it.
We can send you 100 a day.
we're talking about fintech today. What do we mean by fintech?
Yeah, fintech is just financial technology. So it's anything. Just think of an app where you can do something where you used to either have to use the phone or talk to your insurance company or your bank, but now you can do it with some higher level of convenience. So that's really it's very simple.
And why are you interested in talking about it today?
Well, there's a whole lot of things. Like what I notice when I look on people's phones is an increasing amount of the real estate on their phone, which is used up by things like it's an app from the insurance company, that maybe they've got a couple of banks or a separate one for their credit card or mortgage. But there's new things as well coming along, and it's getting to the stage where people, they almost don't realise that they're substituting out of places like going to the bank branch, but banks want them to stop going. Banks are trying to close their branches predominantly, and they're using what we call, sit at home, be comfortable, do your banking kind of activities like that. And it's across personal and business as well.
So what's going on? What do you see going on out there? And what do you think are going to be the big areas for fintech innovation and disruption in the coming years?
Yeah, well, it's coming up 15 years since some of the early banks actually got their first mobile banking apps ready for phones. And it took a little while here, but now they're thick and fast. So there's a couple of my favourites. So obviously Xero is the big one that people know in the industry because that's accounting for small business. And I've used it, frankly, for every small business that I've run, and it's very good and employs a lot of people. But then you get things like Revolut, which is a way of issuing virtual credit cards. You can create a credit card on the fly and use it for online expenses with a place maybe you think might be a bit shifty, but you want to try it out, and then you can turn the credit card off. And another feature is that you can have credit cards then on and off when you're traveling with that system too. And then you've got systems like the app Teller, for instance, where you can apply for a mortgage, you can apply for insurance and these kind of things. Normally where you'd be sending faxes and phone calls or a visit to the bank, and it's much easier because these companies seem to really care about experience they give to the customers. And do you know why? It's the only thing they do. So they have to do it well.
Any downside to using technology for financial jobs?
Yeah, look, I guess the thing is that ultimately there's still a privacy and a security issue. So if you hand over your details for your banking or your insurance company to an untrusted third party, you're playing with fire. So like anything, you need to protect your device and you need to have a very cautious, critical eye on any potential inquiry you get. If someone contacts you and says, hey, it's time to update your password, you should not trust them, for instance. But I don't think that's specific to technology. The technology just enables it to happen. So I think it's the same story, which is be careful of bad actors, and then as a result, you're going to get a better experience.
Obviously, still plenty of room for innovation in this space. Do we have New Zealand firms working in the area of fintech?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Xero would be the big one that that most people have heard of, and it's listed on the stock exchange. It's been very successful. And then we've got some smaller ones as well. So there's First AML who are doing financial technology for lots of firms around New Zealand and out into the world. We've got Teller that I mentioned before for banking. You've got a lot of companies where, I guess an example I'll list would be Squirrel Home Loans, who started off as a home loan broker. But what they've realised is they've realised that they really are a fintech company, and they're using technology to deliver a financial service. So that's part of it as well. So yes, there's lots happening in New Zealand, and it's I just went to a conference. It would be 2 months ago, and 500 people, and I think they sold out. So plenty of activity here.
Good stuff. Tim Warren, appreciate your expertise as always.
Thank you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.